Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo here with Ben Wilhelm, financial advisor with Lone Oak Financial Services. Lots to talk about on the stock market as it's been a tough week on Wall Street because of the coronavirus concerns. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ben, as I just mentioned, stock market on track for its worst week since October 2008, all because of coronavirus concerns. What's been your reaction from what's happened on Wall Street this week?
Well, there's certainly some concerns about the stock market. As we've seen this week, the markets have reacted very dramatically to the news about the spread of the coronavirus. My concern is more how people react, reacting emotionally and making poor decisions based on fear. What people need to understand is the markets can often be very short-sighted in these types of situations. They're measuring the impact by months or quarters rather than by years or even decades. So, my recommendation, if you're invested in the market, you should be in there for the long term. Have that kind of mindset and not look for, not have so many worries over the short-term gyrations of the market.
So what kind of effect can we see on local, here on the local level with the Valley, national and global economies? A lot of concerns about that.
Yeah, I can't really speak about the physical health risks since I'm not a health professional. But it appears that the greater concern is the economic and financial risks that are at play. Things like supply chain, manufacturing, travel, and then consumer behavior may be impacted. And really the question is, what will the exact the extent of the impact be? And I think for most of us, the real thing is to just not panic. We're not at a panic stage. It really here domestically in the United States, we're not seeing an overall impact on the health and well-being of people. It's just what it's doing to our supply chain and our you know global trade partners and things like that. Take precautions, but don't stop doing what you're doing. And that's what would affect probably locally if people stopped working, stopped going to school, stopped eating out, and just enjoying the things that they enjoy. I just drove here from the Strip. My office is right off the Sealands Grove Strip, and it seems like people are out and about. They're still going out to eat. I think that's what could affect us locally. There could be some greater impact, but at this stage, I think it's a little premature still. But this is rapidly, could change over this weekend.
We're talking to Ben Wilhelm, financial advisor with Lone Oak Financial Services. And Ben, I guess more of the other questions are and or concerns here in the Valley would be, what should anyone locally do with their 401k or other investments?
That seems to be the main question directed towards me, and that's where I can really speak probably the best. I'll say what not to do first. Do not panic. That's number one. Do not try to time the market. Nobody can really time the market on a regular basis. It's just not something that we're able to do. Do not be a day trader, and do not make decisions based on emotion. So if you're trying to log into your 401k and you're trying to jump out of all your equity positions, I would advise against that. We need to remember, even as early as last 2018, the last quarter of 2018, the market was down nearly 20%. It was down about 19 or so percent. And although this was over a three-month period and not a week, if you stayed in the market, you recovered very nicely in the following quarters. So that's something just to remember. We've had these kind of corrections even within the last 2 years. When you jump out at the bottom, you just realized all your losses. That's when you have really lost. Remember, we're supposed to buy low and sell high. This actually may prove to be a very good buying opportunity. This is the positive spin on it. There's different ways of doing that, and it's been said this way. I like it. This is the stock market is the only time when something goes on sale that people actually run away from that sale. So if we had a big sale at a local store, people would be flocking to it. This is reality. What people were holding a week or two ago, they thought was it was worth holding, and now it's actually a lot cheaper. So why not look at taking some opportunity? There's a few ways you could do this. One is through just simply rebalancing your portfolio. So if you're at a, say a moderate investor and you're 50-50, it might be a little lopsided. You might have lost money in your equities. Maybe rebalancing is a good time to do that. You can make your 2000 or 2019 or 2020 IRA contributions. You could do that right now instead of waiting till the end of the year. Or if you haven't made a 2019 contribution, you can still do that if you haven't filed your taxes yet. And then just continuing to make those payroll deductions into your 401k accounts by dollar cost averaging. Right now, really, if you're buying low. So if you're making those payroll deductions and contributions into your retirement accounts, continue to do that. Don't be afraid to. In fact, look at it as a better opportunity. Especially for younger investors, look at it as an opportunity. Don't be scared by this. For retirees approaching retirement, you probably should not have been fully invested already. You should have really kind of looked at where you should be based on your risk tolerance, your time horizons, and your needs. And so that's why I would advise working with a financial advisor like myself, finding somebody who will sit down with you and help create a plan to be proactive and not reactive. We don't want to be reactive at times like this. We want to continue to stay convicted by having a thorough plan for the long term. So it'll help you reduce mistakes by emotionally reacting and avoiding other financial mistakes and maximizing your resources.
So it seems to be overall, from a national level and from somebody more on a local level like yourself, not panicking is kind of the theme with this. So when you look at everything that's happened, if I can ask you this, how much of this reaction on the stock market has been from just from straight up panic, and how much of this could be actually be for real?
Well, I'm not able to answer that question as far as scientific data or as an exact. But we've seen this before. This is not new to us. We've had these kind of epidemics, you know, several within even the last 10 years. I mean, remember swine flu? Not really. Zika? Not really. Ebola? Not really. Like, nobody's sitting here still thinking, man, I remember when that hit hard and I'm still, you know, struggling psychologically or physically or financially from that impact. I think, you know, maybe in a couple months we're gonna maybe have forgotten about this. We don't know. If this grows and it becomes, you know, epidemic across, you know, all that could be a different scenario. But how much is it reality and how much is it hype? That would just be my opinion, and I don't want to, you know, conject on that. It's just, I would say for us, there's been studies done how people emotionally react to the market. It's not good. When you're emotionally reacting, you're usually doing the exact opposite of what would be prudent. And so that's where, again, if you're working with somebody like myself, they're actually helping to be a barrier between you and your own emotions. And so we've already set people in the proper places as far as their risk tolerance and their allocations. And I would just hold tight. Again, you can, you know, people are going to do what they want to do and they're going to panic, but bailing out at the bottom of the market is probably the worst thing you could do as far as investing. So is this hype or is this true panic? Again, we have 60 confirmed cases in the United States, zero deaths. Half of those cases came from a cruise ship. As far as, you know, there are implications because, again, we're working with our you know, the supply chain's probably a big deal. But again, we don't know for sure. And so until we actually have better data, I would advise from making emotional decisions.
And my final question for you, Ben, would be, I guess, how, and you kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, is how you might see this play out. And is there anything that, well, what will it take, I should say, to calm any Wall Street fears and kind of ease the panic a little bit? Is it simply seeing how it's been here in the U.S. where we haven't seen at least any deaths yet from this? Or how do you see this playing out maybe?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, as far as Wall Street, you know, we kind of look at Wall Street as this, you know, this almost unknown creature that we don't understand. It's really the economy. It's companies where people are working and they're being productive, and where we have ingenuity, and we have, you know, this is your neighbors, this is your friends, this is people across our country and across our world who are working for companies who, again, are being productive, and this is a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. So when that would have to cease to exist for us to really be in a situation, there's going to be a bottom somewhere, is my point. the stock market over the course of history has been one of the best places to continue to grow your wealth. And this is normal. This is almost normal. You see this happen throughout. There's a catalyst for the market to reverse and go down. And this is just one of those. And again, those catalysts for whether it's mean reversion or just or going below valuations can be a very good opportunity for people to actually, again, rebalance or get in if they're beginning their investment for the future. If you're short term, I would never advise that you're putting your money at work in the market because this is what happens. We don't know what's going to happen from day to day. Again, the market can tend to be short-sighted on things, and you should be a long-term investor. And over the long term, I think we're going to see this is just going to be a memory, a distant memory.
And he has Ben Wilhelm, financial advisor with the Lone Oak Financial Services, joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Ben, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Matt.
And we'll be back right after this.